Joining us in the studio is Keith Smith from Pilot's Edge. So you're here to talk to us about some live ATC simulator training and program that you're working on at Pilot's Edge.
Absolutely, yeah. It's actually Pilot Edge.
Pilot Edge.
That's all right. If people want to search for it, I'd want to make sure they get the right one. PilotEdge.net. And we provide live ATC services for flight simulators.
Huh.
So you'll be flying in a simulator and speaking with real people in real time. So it's not simulated, not synthetic, not recorded. You're talking to my guys and my girls, and the other pilots that you hear are other people using the system at the same time. So you're in the same virtual sandbox together.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
And is this tied to, like, you know, major carriers and things like that with their training programs?
That's a great question. I hope so. One day. That's the plan. We just launched in October.
Oh, okay.
And we're pitching to the retail space, so student pilots and instrument students using it at home. That's our real bread and butter to get started. We're also working with flight schools of all sizes, and eventually we do want to try and get the attention of the carriers, but they have all the agility of a super tanker that takes them a while to turn
There's
around.
A lot of truth to that.
Right.
So what do you see as the training advantage to using what you do versus the fairly well programmed but programmed things that are built into flight simulators as is out right now?
Gotcha. Most of those built-in applications, I believe, are just keyboard based. You push a button, it brings up a menu, you hit file flight plan, then you say request pushback, then you say request taxi. There's no actual real interaction there. You're just pushing a button from a list of menu choices. And if only it was actually that easy in the airplane.
Right.
So a very real factor in learning
Where's
to fly
the
a plane.
Land button?
Right. A real factor in learning to fly the plane is getting over mic fright. And pushing buttons on a keyboard doesn't help you get over mic fright one little bit. Helps you understand the fundamentals and the phases of talking to air traffic control, perhaps. But it doesn't really tell you, it doesn't help you with speaking on the radio. So we've found there's a real effect when someone has to go push that push to talk button. They just freeze up. Half their brain just turns into yogurt, and they really don't know what to say. It happens in the real plane with student pilots, and it happens in our simulator as well. We see it on the trade show floor almost every day. People come up, they go, "This sim looks really cool, can't wait to fly it." We give them a headset, and like, "What the hell is this?" Like, "Oh, I have to talk to ATC? Well, I got to go." And then they leave. So the advantage is you can practice what it is you're going to need to be doing in the air in a high-fidelity environment and do it at a price point which is way, way cheaper than flying an airplane.
We work or talk to an awful lot of controllers. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've for many years had a program dedicated to that.
Gotcha.
And one of their biggest issues has always been using specifically appropriate phraseology on making requests of, are you climbing to or climbing through, an altitude or, things like that. Is that a finer point that you're going to try to address?
We do. That specific one is really, really granular. I haven't met too many controllers who are too fussy about that. Mm-hmm. That exact example. But absolutely, if you have Cessna 3 Alpha Bravo checking in with you at a 2.4 for 4, he's trying to sound cool and like an airline guy.
Right.
And we'll gently point out you don't really have to say "with you" because we know that you're with us on the radio.
Right.
We got that when we heard you on the radio. If someone's really messing up on the phraseology and being inefficient, we'll gently pull them aside, maybe drop them an email or send them a text message and say, "Hey, this is how you might want to do it." And we also have a training program with 3 VFR flights and 11 IFR flights that you can read through. And it takes you through increasingly complex scenarios. But more to the point, it gives you an ATC transcript. So it says, this is what you might want to consider saying at each phase of flight. And we've seen people go through that. We've had nearly 800 people go through that program. And it's been really, really successful.
Very cool.
Controllers, by the way, have seen what we're doing. And every one of them so far has been really, really supportive. Some of them have actually joined the network as retired controllers to work with us.
That was going
to
be my next question.
Right.
Who's actually talking on the other end?
That's right. It's a mix of retired controllers, active controllers, and enthusiasts like me who just can't seem to get enough of ATC.
And I understand you brought some clips today.
I did. We have two clips.
Why don't you set these up?
Sure. The first one is to let people know that the controllers make mistakes too. In this case, it was me. And so we are just normal people. And when people see that the controllers make mistakes too and that we're just regular people, it helps them relax a little bit. So in this case, this was a result of some pretty poor vectoring by me for a guy trying to shoot the ILS into Long Beach.
Skyline 55 Mike, SoCal departure radar contact, Long Beach altimeter 29998.
Niner 8, 55 Mike.
Skyline 55 Mike, turn left heading 120, vectors for the ILS runway 30, final approach course.
Left to 120, 55 Mike. If 55 Mike, after this approach, we'd like to go miss, doesn't necessarily need to be the published, and then we'd like to shoot one more to the full stop.
Skyline 55 Mike, roger. For now, plan for the published missed, and then you can expect vectors once I get hold of you on the departure.
Okay, 55 Mike.
Skyline 55 Mike, turn left heading 060, descend and maintain 2000.
Left to 060 and 2000, 55 Mike.
Skyline 55 Mike, sorry, I put you a little close there. Turn right heading 130, I got to get you a little further out.
Okay, 130, 55 Mike.
Skyline 55 Mike, fly heading 150, I'll have a turn for the localizer in about 2 miles for you.
150, 55 Mike.
Skyline 55 Mike is 5 from the marker, turn left heading 330, maintain 1,600 till established on the localizer, cleared ILS runway 30 approach.
Left to 330, 1,600 till established, cleared ILS runway 30 approach, 55 Mike.
Skyline 55 Mike, looks like I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue, contact tower at Becker 119.4.
94, 55 Mike. Long Beach Tower, Skyline 55 Mike, just outside of Becker, ILS 30.
Skyline 55 Mike, Long Beach Tower, wind calm, runway 30, cleared land.
Cleared land 30, 55 Mike.
Skyline 55 Mike, verify you were looking to do the mist on this one.
Affirmative, like the mist approach, 55 Mike.
Skyline 55 Mike, in that case, runway 30, cleared low approach, and report the mist.
Low approach, report the mist, 55 Mike. Tower 55 Mike, we're going to make this a full stop, smoke in the cockpit.
Tower 55 Mike, that's interesting, there's smoke in the Tracon too, but probably for a different reason, the runway 30, cleared land.
Cleared land 30, 55 Mike.
Piaggio 5 Echo Golf, 4 from the marker, turn left heading 330, maintain 1,600 till established, cleared ILS runway 30 approach.
330, 1,600 till established, cleared ILS 30, Piaggio 1 5 Echo Golf.
Piaggio 5 Echo Golf, just be advised, we do have a Skyline that's got a possible emergency that may be disabled on the runway. You might need to plan to circle to either 25 left or 25 right, whichever is better for you.
Piaggio 5 Echo Golf, roger, I can take 25 left if I need be.
Okay, thanks. Skyline 55 Mike, can you make the left at Golf?
Yeah, affirmative. We'll turn left at Golf 559.
There you go. So we make mistakes.
Yes, we do.
But as you can see, while we're having fun on the network, that the emergency that the guy had, the smoke in the cockpit routine, it actually affected the guy behind him. The Piaggio that was coming in for the same runway on the ILS 30, you know, I stopped kidding around and said, you know, this guy might be disabled on the runway. We're not going to just keep joking and let two planes hit each other. How about we have him circle to another runway? So it turns into a training opportunity. As much as we're having fun, there is some real work being done in terms of training pilots. And that second guy had the opportunity now to circle for runway. And you don't often get an ILS with a circle.
Absolutely. Why don't you quickly set up the next clip? I don't want you to miss out here. So.
Okay, no problem. So in the second clip, we have a pilot who is struggling at Brown Field. Brown Field is in the border of the San Diego and Mexico, and there's two airports right next to each other. One's in the U.S., one's in Mexico, and unfortunately, they look almost identical, and fun ensues.
Tower, Delta 331 with you, visual 26 right.
Delta 331, Brown. Tower, wind 290 at 5, runway 26 right, clear to land.
Cleared land, Delta 331.
Delta 331, make an immediate right turn. You're heading to Tijuana, it looks like.
Delta 331.
Delta 331, suggest right turn to heading 310. And once you cross the border there, let me know when you see Brown Field again. Legacy 323 Delta Echo, John Wayne Tower, runway 19 left, clear for takeoff.
33 Delta Echo is clear for takeoff, runway 19 left.
Delta 331, say heading.
240 for 310.
Delta 331, roger. I'm gonna send you back over to SoCal for the sequencing there. Delta 331, do you have Brown Field off your right-hand side? It's got two runways. One is shorter than the other.
Roger, yes, I have it.
Delta 331, thanks. Proceed northbound, enter right downwind, runway 26 right. Correction, enter right crosswind, runway 26 right.
Turn north, enter crosswind 26 right, Delta 331.
Brown Tower, good afternoon. Citation 753 X-ray, Juliet is on a modified right base for 26 right.
Citation 753 X-ray, Juliet, Brown Tower. Wind 290 at 5, runway 26 right. Clear land.
Okay, 26 right, clear land, 3 X-ray, Juliet.
Delta 331, where are you going now?
Turning north for the crosswind 26 right.
Delta 331, thanks. No delay on crossing over the runway center lines there. I do have traffic on final for 26 right. I just want to protect the area in case he needs to go around. I need you on the right crosswind.
331.
Delta 331 traffic, 2 mile final for 26 right is a citation. Advise when you have been sighted.
Keep an eye out for him, Delta 331.
3X-ray Juliet, we're going around. Like to remain in the pattern.
Citation 3X-ray Juliet, make right close traffic, runway 26 right.
Okay, right close traffic, 26 right, 3X-ray Juliet.
Delta 331, that traffic's not a factor, runway 26 right, clear to land.
26 right, clear to land.
Citation 3X-ray Juliet, runway 26 right, number one, clear to land.
Okay, 26 right, number one, clear to land. We'll make it a full stop this time, 3X-ray Juliet.
Delta 331, your sombrero collection grows ever larger. You're heading to Tijuana again. Start a right turn. For now, just fly heading 270. Let's get you back across the border, and we'll do the same thing again. We'll get you set up for right traffic for Brownfield.
Right to 270.
Delta 331, I think you're getting confused with Brownfield and Tijuana. Are you aware that there are two airports with similar orientations in that area?
I guess I am now.
Okay. Delta 331, if you're interested, off your right wing about 2.5 miles on a right base for 26 right as a citation. Let me know if you see him.
Negative on the citation, 331.
Delta 331, okay. Do you see an airport off at your 2 to 3 o'clock about 2 miles?
Have the airport, 331.
Delta 331, okay. That is Brownfield. The one that you just passed over would be Tijuana. Enter a right crosswind for runway 26 right. If you need any suggested headings, let me know.
Enter 26 right, crosswind. Base.
Delta 321 negative, not a base leg. Enter a right crosswind for runway 26 right. That's going to be a suggested heading of about 350.
Right crosswind, 331.
Citation 3X-ray Juliet. Welcome to sunny Brownfield. Cross runway 26 left. Taxi the ramp via Bravo Alpha. Monitor ground 124.4.
124.4, we'll monitor them. Cross 26 left to the ramp. Bravo Alpha, thanks. 3X-ray Juliet.
Delta 331, just use caution. I'm showing you turning downwind at about 400 feet AGL. Field elevation's around 600 feet.
331, thanks.
Delta 331, runway 26 right, cleared land.
Cleared to land, 26 right, Delta 331.
I just want to say good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you. 331.
I hope you always brought some margaritas back for us.
I got a couple of kilos in the back.
So that is not the smartest thing to say when you fly over the border.
And Tower, the FBO just advised me if you could have that ATR stop at customs on the way in.
Yeah, right.
I'll make a low pass and throw it out the comm window.
Delta 331, the key is to not start drinking the margaritas until you've landed.
Thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
Delta 331, you've done the same thing again. Stand by.
Roger, I will...
There's a lot of funny stuff in there, but there's some serious learning and serious, you know, stuff that you would hear on ATC, you know, every day all over the world. And
I can see the training value of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
I mean, really, there hasn't been much in that way with live ATC training.
Right.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's mostly scripted scripted scenarios.
Sure.
There are synthetic tools out there where as long as you speak to it exactly right, it does a relatively good job. But it falls apart pretty quickly if you have a real-world question like, hey, Tower, is golf going to be the second left or the third left? Or is
I've
it
also
left or right
seen
here?
Problems with heavy accents, you know, particularly south. It just doesn't pick up as well as it might otherwise. So.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Right.
You're welcome,
Keith Smith of Pilot Edge.
PilotEdge.net. And you're listening to EA Radio, the voice of EAA.